opening of the 60-plus Activity Center Advisory Committee meeting on October 24th, 2022, and it is 2:30. You want to go ahead and do the next step there? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it doesn't say roll call, but this is when we do roll call. You want to do roll call?
Oh, shucks. I can't believe I missed roll call. Okay. My big excitement for the day. Okay, so Bryn.
Here.
Ann.
Here.
Dawn.
Here.
Vicky Bach.
Here.
Terry Murphy.
Here.
And CM.
Here.
Mike Kavanaugh.
Here.
It's Mike.
Right.
Okay, great, thank you. Approval of the minutes. So we've got two sets of minutes. We have got the meeting on July 25th, which was a regular committee meeting. And then we've also got the meeting on October 3rd. We did not have a quorum for the September meeting, so we had an emergency October 3rd meeting so we could interview and vote on a couple of new members of the board. So before we do that, how about we have some introductions real quick, because there are people here who don't know each other. Okay, who are you?
Hi, I'm Sonia Graham. I am the supervisor of the 60 Plus Activity Center.
Bryn McCormick. And I am on the advisory committee.
Ann Way.
Don Jay.
Vicky Bach, and this is my first meeting.
Mm-hmm. Terry Murphy, and this is my first meeting.
Mike Kavanaugh, and the Parks and Recreation Director, and welcome both Vicky and Terry for your first meeting.
And CM Hall, and I'm your city council liaison.
Great, thank you.
She's your Hall.
City council liaison, CM Hall.
Gotcha.
Terry and Vicky, I'm ecstatic that you are both here. It is wonderful to have some new members, which means we have new ideas that are going to be floating around, and I'm excited about that. Okay, now let's go back to our minutes. So if you want to take a few minutes to look at the minutes, we can do them individually, and or we can do them together. So I'm looking for any corrections or changes, or I'm looking for a motion to accept them as they are. I think we still have some people kind of perusing, so not quite yet. Thank you. Are we ready for a vote, or are we still reviewing minutes?
Got some thorough readers.
There are readers.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly can.
Can the new folks who just joined us, Vicki and Terry, can they make a motion, or do they have to wait to do that?
They can. Any one of us can make a motion.
They can move on past minutes. I just was curious about that. Got it.
Yeah, so we need a motion in a second.
Minutes are accurate.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
So
I guess that... No, they can't. Thank you for bringing that forward. I didn't even think about that. You've just been here forever, as far as I'm concerned now. Okay, do we have a motion then?
I move that we accept the minutes as written for the advisory committee for July 25th, 2022.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, all voted positive. Okay, now let's...
I'll make a motion that we accept the October 3rd, 2022 Advisory Committee minutes as written.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, all those in favor? Aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Looks like we all voted. All righty, thank you. Get that done and out of the way. Okay. On to discussion items. First one is Advisory Committee member update. Well, we have our two new members, and again, welcome. Glad you're here. I did ask the person that used to be on the committee, and she said she doesn't feel like her health will let her rejoin us at this time. But I think Sonia may know someone.
Yes, he was actually passing through here earlier. His name is Steve Lovis. He's a realtor with Martic Realty and very active in the chamber. I think he might even be on the board of the Chamber of Commerce still currently. And yeah, CM probably knows him pretty well. So he said he would love to be on our committee, so I'm going to send him an application when I get back to the office.
Oh, that'd be terrific. And then we would still have one spot open after that. We are a committee of seven, so... If you know of anyone you think might be interested in this activity that we do, please let them know. Get them in contact with Sonia. Okay.
Can I ask another question? Sorry.
Yes.
I just don't know the terms of service. So Stu was on here and Bob Berman was on here. Both are not now?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, it's been a while since they left us.
Okay. Chairman. I've got a question.
Yeah.
Is the board allowed to have relatives on the board? I have a daughter that may be interested in this. Sonia Benton talked with her, and I don't know what the bylaws require here.
I can verify that with the city, but I believe that there's no reason why that would not be allowed. As long as there's not a reporting relationship, which there's not in this case.
Okay, great. And I would probably encourage relatives to not work on the same goal.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
No, I don't like that. No, I want that. No, I don't. It's like, I don't want either one of you talking about this goal then. Okay, on to the committee goal report. So you can see the next document in our packet is just the at-a-glance document with our goals written on it. Then the next one has each one of the objectives that go with that. So these are the goals that we will continue to work on until July 1st. Okay, Bryn, do you have anything to report for goal one?
I see that in italics you have the adding one more additional evidence-based program, which has been completed, and
I think that's why it's in italics.
Right, exactly. But I see we're looking at the 2022-2023. Should that be a third column, or are we looking right now? I'm confused.
This is the same one.
Right, but this is for 2021, which was the July to June 2022.
I think the date just wasn't changed.
Oh, okay. So we're looking really at the upcoming.
2022-2023. We're looking at the goals we're currently working on.
Okay. Yeah, everything is moving along with these. We are working on presentations. I've completed a 12 PowerPoint and script presentation for Walk with Ease that can be used universally. I've talked with the Arthritis Federation, and they have approved it to be provided to all Walk with Ease groups, so that theoretically, and my hope is that when we have Walk with Ease group, for example, in Portland that's working remotely, needs a substitute for session 14, that someone anywhere in Oregon who's running the program virtually will be able to pick up right where they were. There are going to be three different scripts. One is for 12 sessions, which is twice a week for 6 weeks. One is 18 sessions, which is three times a week for 6 weeks. And one is for six sessions, which is once a week for 6 weeks. So this is it's going to be a really big project. I am guesstimating by the end of our next goal year, it should be close to completed.
Wow, that's huge, Bren. That is really good. Any questions for Bren?
I don't think I understand exactly what this goal means.
Sure.
The Samaritan Health.
Right.
To provide electronic health. I'm not sure what it means.
A couple of years ago, the 60 Plus Activity Center got involved with Samaritan Health and was funded by National Parks and Recreation Association to explore the viability of an electronic health system whereby Samaritan could refer people electronically to our Walk with Ease program and hopefully to other Walk with Ease programs as they came up, and then in the future to other evidence-based exercise programs. So we began this, it's been about 3 years ago, and it's moving. We're pretty much ready in that our part of the commitment is to have Walk with Ease available kind of anytime, anywhere, and we have a commitment to, providing four 6 week programs in 2023, and I'm working with a partnership with Corvallis Community Center, and they also run Walk with Ease virtually, and we're staggering our classes so that people can be in either virtual class. And then I'm also working with a new system, which will be a hybrid system, where people can take it both virtually and in the classroom simultaneously. So that's kind of where that is. In November 6th, I'll be presenting along with Samaritan and Corvallis Community Center at the Oregon Parks and Recreation Association meeting over in Sun River to talk about our progress.
I have a question for you. How, when people can join or be in a class remotely in Corvallis and a class remotely here, how are you keeping track of attendance for that, for the end?
It's kind of complicated right now. We have several different systems we're using. People from Newport are involved with the rec center registration. Mm-hmm. We also are using something called Comagine has something called Compass, and Compass is out of Oregon State University Extension, and they have the grant to coordinate Walk with Ease in Oregon.
Oh,
they provide us with the books and they mail those out to the students, so that's great.
Oh,
but
fantastic.
They also want to record our success as well, because our success is their success. Also, National Parks and Recreation Association wants to know about our participation as well. So I'm really doing this individually. I know I have had students from Portland, Bend, Ashland, who signed up through Comagine or Compass, and I've had people who've registered through our Parks and Rec, and also people who have contacted me because they had friends that had taken it before. So I'm basically just keeping track and recording that and reporting it.
Holy cow. Thank you, Brand. That's amazing. That in itself is a little bit of a challenge. The reason I asked her that question, if it seemed out in some center field, is I used to be an instructor for Walk With Ease also. And there's certain things you got to do each week and keeping track, because then at the end there's reporting. And wow, that was a kind of a loaded question, and I didn't even know it. But thanks, Bryn.
Well, there's a full report on Compass, so that makes it real easy. We can just go right in there. It shows where the people are from, and we check them off every week.
Great. Thanks for all your hard work. Any other questions for Bryn? Okay, on to goal two.
I have a question.
Yes,
will your presentation for Parks and Rec be viewable?
Yes.
Can we get a link?
I will find that. I will find out where that link will be, because I know it is being being presented virtually also, so it's recorded.
Fantastic. Okay, on to goal two. Currently, this is only Anne. There's no more Patty, since she's resigned from the committee. And what we have been, Patty was working on a couple of things, and she just got a little frustrated with lack of communication. But she had volunteered to teach another, when you become a person who lives in the U.S., what's it? A citizenship class. That phrase was just gone somewhere. And the group that said they would work with her with that, it promised to make contacts, get her the information. She had it previously, but there's new documentation now. And that just fell through. So that's what Patty was doing last. Patty and I were both working, trying to communicate with Grace Winds Haven. And again, communication became quite an issue. So finally, I just got frustrated one day and sent Sonia a message and said, can we do the hygiene drive without them saying it's okay, even though they verbally said it was okay because I'd already talked to somebody. But I hadn't had an in-depth conversation, which is what I wanted to do. So Sonia said, well, of course we can. So yahoo. Today after this meeting, I'm going to go to Fred Myers. Sonia and I decided that, she's kind of providing input on this one with me, that we might try in a couple of places. So I'm going to go to Fred Myers, I'm going to go to Walmart, and I will go to United Grocers. Maybe not all today, but maybe. And all we're asking them to do is allow us to set up a box and be there on a certain day from this time to that time and collect socks and hygiene products. We're not asking for anything else from them at this time. I can't imagine what it would be. So I'm going to go and try to make those contacts today. Usually I don't look halfway decent enough to leave the house, but I'd shop at Walmart anyway. Today I look a little better, so I decided today would be a day I would go make contacts. So so that's what we're doing right now. Any questions, any thoughts? When I get those days and times, I am not going to want to do this by myself, so I'm going to need other people who will be willing to hang with me for a couple hours at a time. When we collect these goods. Did you have a question? Yes, Sam.
So you know that every year that the Black Friday sale. Fred Meyer has their half-off sock sale. Do you all know about this? Fred Meyer's, it's like famous. Their sock sale is always the day after Thanksgiving, but it's only until like 11 a.m. or something. But it's half off of all of their socks. Like maybe there's a way to like have a little ticket. You know how they have like giving trees where you take off? Maybe we could greet people at Fred Meyer entrances and say, would you like to like take one to sponsor a pair of socks and like buy, I don't know, I'm just trying to think outside the box here. Think outside the socks here, I mean. But just that could be an option because people are already buying a lot of socks that day. And what's another $5 when you're getting $10 pairs of socks for $5, you know?
Okay.
Could be an option if people want to get up early and be there to get donut holes and socks because that's kind of their thing. Okay. Just saying.
Thank you for telling me that. That's not something I've missed in my past life, and I'm certainly not going to be there that day. But if somebody else would want to be there, that's way too many people for me to deal with.
But maybe you don't have to be there that day. Maybe when you talk to Fred Meyer, they could put out like something at the registers or something that's like, I'm going to donate a pair of socks, you know, like, but it could have information on it, like where to donate. I don't know. I'm just, but knowing that the sock sale is coming, people are waiting to buy their socks.
I see. So, okay, that's a great. I will bring that up. That's a clever idea. Where they could give $5 towards socks, and then when they collect all that, I go in and pick up, I don't know, $100 worth of socks. That is a fantastic idea. I will suggest that or ask that, request that. Okay. Any other questions, thoughts?
I'm not sure what you're going to do with these.
We're going to donate them to Grace Winds Haven.
Okay.
Do you know what that is? Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. This was something that we started talking about in probably June. So it's taken a while to move it this far, but we're going to get there.
Okay. And can you clarify what that has to do with the 60-plus center?
What does that have to do with 60 Plus Center? It's part of our outreach, and it's toward, if you see the third objective there, it's one of our outreach strategies to underserved community members, and that definitely includes low income, homeless, and the indigenous tribe. So these will items will go to people who are truly in need.
That brings me to the bee I have in my bonnet today.
Have a bee?
I do.
Okay.
And this is nothing we're going to solve, but I just wanted to kind of remind folks, we are struggling with diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is something that the city of Newport also says that they are promoting. There is a systemic inequity for prospective city volunteers. We have an application form that requires someone to be fluent in written English and to be able to complete an application form in English. They need to provide 3 personal references from non-related persons, provide a photo ID, and agree to an in-depth background check, including but not limited to criminal history and a DMV check. So this means that anyone who is unhoused or not documented is eliminated or has had any drug conviction in their lives is pretty much eliminated. And as a 60-plus activity center, it certainly are a lot of people who in the 60s might have had a drug conviction that are certainly upstanding citizens. Now, our attorney says that this is a legal issue, but I just wanted to kind of represent that as something that does interfere with diversity, equity, and inclusion.
It didn't say they have to have an address, though, did it?
The address is asked for on the application, and they also have to provide a photo ID, and I believe photo IDs have an address on them.
Okay. So a homeless person could apply.
they could apply as long as they're fluent in written English, be able to complete an application in English, provide 3 personal references from non-related persons, and the city says that they will contact those persons and also agree to an in-depth background check.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, sorry, Mike.
So did we vet this with the city attorney? You said legal.
A year ago, I discussed it with the city attorney, and his response was that there would be, that it's necessary to avoid legal liability. So that's as far as we got.
Okay. We can look into that. Having a translation form is easy. Some requirements, some of that stuff on that application I know is required because of the level of checks that they do with the police department. I also know, depending on when a charge might have happened and to what degree the charge, there are potential opportunities for volunteers, but for certain level of volunteering, like with kids, that's a no-go. Stuff within, the 60 plus center actually is a perfect example. Youth is one, elderly is another. So there's a matrix. I haven't seen it because that's the police department. HR is the one that has that, but we can look into that for sure. I can see where there could be some roadblocks for sure.
Thank you for bringing that up. I've been on here for so long, I hadn't even thought of that. You know, once you get here, you're just kind of here and doesn't go anywhere. Another comment I want to make is that at any given time, many of us, and that includes my husband and myself, we're 1 month away from being homeless ourselves. So if Social Security keeps coming, we'll still have our roof. But should that cease, we don't have a roof anymore. So anybody, and I'm an educated individual, so anybody can become homeless at any time. So let's keep that in mind, that there are a lot of homeless people who are highly educated, or most definitely, at least at this level, high school graduation, that could be considered for a position. But you've just got my mind pinging like a ping pong machine now. So I will think about this a lot in the next couple of days.
Yeah, and I will see what I can bring up as well as to the research for what we can do. And I did want to add also before we move off of this goal that you had reached out to CM about doing the workshop, language,
like an LGBTQ right? Terminology 101.
Thank you, because I knew it was a difficult title to say. So if you have time afterwards, I'd like to hook up and let's get that on the calendar, because we have been playing email phone tag.
That would be really good. I think it's still a good thing. My hope was to do that before the Pride Day celebration and events and activities, that's a new word. Because I know there are a lot of people who don't know what all those terms mean, and I know myself, I have used them incorrectly, not on purpose, and been corrected for that. So, yes, if you could still do that, CM, that would be amazing, and I think really helpful.
And it will be before the next Newport Pride, so we'll make it happen. Can I go back to what Bryn was saying? Bryn, are you saying that for general volunteering for the city? Because when you all recently just joined Terry and Vicky, mm-hmm. you didn't submit 3 references. So this might be a gap in because you probably applied on the online form. You did not. Vicky, you filled something out.
So you handed me a form.
Okay. But it didn't ask for it. And Terry, I've seen many of the online application forms. We look at them when they get to city council, when we're approving people to join committees. And I've never seen references. So I think we
might be old.
I actually looked at the online form for volunteers for 60 plus right before this meeting.
Yeah.
And indeed, it does ask for the 3 references. And when I applied, I recall that I did have to provide 3 references that are non-relatives.
Well, I'll look while we're here, but that does seem like a gap. Maybe they leave that off when they send it to us. Maybe there's a page they don't send us or something?
It's a different for the committee versus for the volunteers. The paperwork is different.
Oh, for volunteers. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, because you all are volunteers, and so I was hearing it as the same thing. Thank you. Okay.
But like each, for example, if somebody wants to teach a class,
right,
or assist in the gift shop, they are a city volunteer, and they must pass the same rather rigorous application.
But you don't have to pass it to be on this committee.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we did.
But you didn't have to submit the references.
I did, and it also says, I understand, we sign on the application for this. I understand that an in-depth background check will be conducted prior to being accepted as a volunteer with the City of Newport. This may include, but is not limited to, a criminal history check, a DMV check, education and certification verification, or credit check if job-related, in order to determine eligibility and suitability for volunteering.
And that used to be the thing, Sonia, that, and this isn't meant to be negative, that Peggy Hawker used to say was holding things up, that the applications had gone to the police department
still,
and they're
holding
waiting
things
for the background
up.
Check.
It's not past tense.
Yeah, and I can say, you know, for volunteers, yes, we do that. For committee members, I had not been having them do that. Well, I think that you're both signed up as volunteers also. But for people to be on the committee, they weren't going through the background check because they're not actually in the, you know, this doesn't require you to be in the building and working directly one-on-one with our patrons.
That's actually a really good question. I was thinking about, I have never done a background check for committee members either. And I don't know if that's an internal department.
But I think that would be inconsistent, Mike. I don't think that.
A volunteer is a volunteer. And so that's a question that we'll need to clear up for sure. I will say I've seen on the city volunteer application form that Bryn's referencing to or mentioning about the references, I've seen that form completed without references on there before. And so that might be what you're saying is true, is that that might be a gap that needs to be closed because it's not really needed potentially. So that's a question again for HR because that's an HR form.
Yeah, I think we need to get that straightened out and have one form, and also straighten out who it is that's going to have this full background check. I think that, yeah, that needs
it, it should be every volunteer. You guys are volunteers.
I agree.
In the building over at 60 Plus is a volunteer.
I agree.
There's every different level, but every volunteer should have one. So.
Mm-hmm. Because you never know when something may happen. So we have a, let's say we have an activity in the parking lot and we haven't done the background check on these two ladies. Please don't take this personal.
No.
It's just, I'm dreaming things up here. And Vicky has to walk away, not Vicky, Sonia has to walk away from the cash box and Vicky slips $50 in her pocket because she wants a haircut.
More than that, I'd take $100.
Oh, more than that? I'm cheap. I don't pay much for mine.
A haircut,
okay. So then what do we do?
A haircut costs $50.
We haven't found out that she's a kleptomaniac. Okay, so there needs to be one line, and we need to stick with that. All treated equal. Okay.
I'm looking at the committee application, and indeed it is different, and if it's going to remain different, you know, it asks, why do you think you're qualified, and state your educational background. If it's going to stay different, then I think it would be helpful to let people know that that's all they have to provide to become a member of the of the committee. Because I think we could get a little more diverse committee if people understood that, you know, that they didn't have to provide certain types of information.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing that forward. So this is what being on this committee is all about, these things that seem out in space and don't apply and just keep happening. We just go with it. So it's good that we brought that forward. Okay. Any more questions or any questions about goal 2? Okay, goal 3. At this point in time, it's... Don and I, Stu is no longer with us, and I did get some more procedures typed, I think about 9 or 10, I don't know. And I gave them to Sonia, so she's going to be working on that. And I only have just about 7 or 8 more of the old procedures that I need to type. So my plan is to get those done in the next week so I can do a happy dance and get those to Sonia. And then she'll give them back to me, and then I'll make any changes, and then I'll give them back to her, and then she'll say they're okay, and then I'll go in and I'll put them on the in the computer system in the right folder so everything is in one place. After I do that, however, and probably sometime really soon, Dawn, I am going to be sending you some stuff. What I'm going to send you, I'm going to go out and look at the way different policies are written up and presented. I don't think we want anything big and fancy, but we want something that looks good and is doing what we need it to do. So I'm going to pass by some of those ideas past you, and then we can come up with a couple that we like.
I can meet with you anytime.
And then we'll send them to Sonia, and then I can start typing policies. Sonia said the city attorney wants to look at our policies before we actually commit them to what is. I'm not sure what that is all about. We currently have policies, and they weren't reviewed, but we'll do what we need to do. Any questions about that?
Are the policies online?
No.
Okay.
I mean, if you can get into the system here, yes, they are, but no. And most of them are printed off. And as with any time you embark on a project like this, you find multiple versions of the same one, which makes me absolutely crazy. So what I have done is, if I've already done it, it's approved, I just put a scratch mark and I don't type it again, because I'm totally typing these and reformatting them. The formatting is extremely simple, easy to read, and they're all dated on the bottom when they were reviewed. And policies and procedures need to be reviewed on an annual basis or close to it. So that's what we got going on. That brings up something else. I'm going to break out the... ordinances and put them in their own notebook, and they will also need to be reviewed. So I'm going to put a sheet in the front of that book so that whoever reviews them on a yearly basis. And really the point there is somebody will need to go back into all the ordinances on the City of Newport website and see if there are any since the last time, which is when I did it, see if there are any new ones that apply directly to the 60 plus activity center. So it's not all the ordinances, it's just ones that might apply. Okay, so that's coming along. I will be real honest and say that I looked at that pile the other day and I said, I am so tired of this project. And I say that because it's just one of those that seems to take on its own life. So I gave myself a real swift kick in the backside and said, get on this, let's get this done. So now that it's rainy season, I have no excuse because I can't be working in the mud. So now I will be getting more of them done. But it feels really good to have almost all of the procedures that were at one time typed. Now they are being reviewed and we're trying to make them what we want them to be. So I'm real excited about that. Any questions?
And then the fun time begins as we develop new policies and procedures that are missing.
Yes. Well, that's you, Sonia. That's you. You give them to me and I'll type them up nifty. Okay. Any other or any questions about that? Okay, on to goal 4. This is Ann and Dawn. Do you have anything you want to say about it?
On number 3 or number 4?
4.
I'm not on number 4.
Okay. Just encouraging people to be members. And this is October, so this would be the month that I would say, if you're not a member, please join. And that's...
Yes.
And I want to mention again, the association is the Newport Senior Citizens Association. It's not a member of the 60 Plus Activity Center.
Thank
you. Those are two different things.
It is, and I always say that wrong. Thank you, Bryn.
Can you explain what that is? I'm not with you.
Sure. So the Newport Senior Citizens Activity Association is the group that originally founded the 60 Plus Center, went back when it was called the Senior Center in the early 80s. And they now run the gift shop and the lounge in the 60 Plus Center. They use the funds to help fund, they're helping fund the community Thanksgiving that we're having on November 20th, as well as various parties. They're having a Christmas party on December 4th, the Hot Diggity Dog Days that we held in conjunction with the accreditation party. That was all but with the association. There's also another group besides this committee that's called the Friends of the 60 Plus Activity Center, and they are the 501c3 organization. The association is a 501c7, so it's does not able to collect the tax free or tax reimbursable, but the Friends of the 60 Plus Center are.
So how do you join that association?
You can, they meet on the, I think it's the third Wednesday. We just met last Wednesday. I don't remember if that was the second or the third Wednesday of the month.
Third.
At 1 o'clock at the 60 Plus Center. If you're interested in joining, come on by. And actually November 16th, they're having their annual meeting, which is open to the public. That's a chance for everybody to come and just learn about what we're offering at the 60 Plus. And you can also ask if you can join the association at that time. And just not quite as in-depth as this one. You don't have to fill out an application. Basically, the board would just vote you in as a member.
Okay. And now, goal number 5, Mr. Dodge.
I just had a quick question. Oh, is the 16th when the silent auction is, or is that at Thanksgiving?
The silent auction will be held in conjunction with the community Thanksgiving on November 20th.
Okay. Okay, Don, what have you been up to?
Well, first, before I start here, I want to congratulate Brian on her presentation on the Samaritan Health Services program. Done a great job, and that's very interesting. I really am proud of you doing that like that. We've got a couple of things. One of my favorite deals I've been pushing for, of course, Sonia knows, is this Coffee with Sonia. Mm-hmm. And we had a very, very successful meeting on this last one. I think maybe some of our efforts are starting to pay off, and I'm going to ask the board again, anybody that has any interest, please refer them to come to that, because we had tremendous input. I don't know how many people we must have, 14, 15?
We had 15 people attend, plus myself and a staff member.
Yeah, that was our largest turnout so far. And if it keeps pushing on the thing, I think we can continue to build that, because I do feel that's an extremely important activity for us, because we've adopted it's your association, it's your home away from home, get involved in these things, and that's beginning to pay off. Did you send that email right after we talked about?
It wasn't right after, but I did get it sent out.
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right, that's super. Appreciate that. Another thing that I've got not very involved in yet, I'm just getting there. Sonia had a great idea. I think it's hers, the way it was presented, of questionnaires on the classes. And that is really a super idea, and it's one that we're going to extend the type of questions we have on it. We want to include things like, what can the association do to help you. I have my notes here on that. I've got 3 or 4 of them that we want to do. If anybody has any good suggestions of questions that should be on that survey, that will do. We don't want to overload it so that the class instructor thinks, you know, it takes way too much of her or his time. But we do think that that's a really good way to get input and to build off of that, which is going to be, which I think will be our goals on it. I say I haven't been able to work too much on that yet. Sonia was tied up at one of our Wednesday meetings. But I just had yesterday an extremely, extremely important board meeting of my homeowners association. That's taken about 3 weeks of my time this month. I've asked them in this November election to replace me. I'm resigning from that. So I don't want to resign for it until I make sure I've got a replacement, because I was getting involved with too many things and I wasn't able to give the time to Sonia, for example, on this, and this last one, and that's the one that is tipped my decision to get replaced on that board, and why I can be able to have more time on this one. But those two primary things, of course, are which exactly that I'm involved with.
Great.
And building that bigger and better on the coffee with Sonia, and the questionnaire will give us a tremendous amount of input that we need. Sonia, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the questionnaire. So we have actually submitted the current version of the questionnaire. It's been completed by all of the current classes.
Oh,
I'm looking at Terry because she helped manage. She took care of any of the afternoon classes. However, what you're talking about doing is not a moot project, because what I'd like to do is to keep these questionnaires maybe in the classes, maybe every 3 months or something like that, that
okay.
We do it. I'm also currently, one of my projects is working on an overall questionnaire that would go out to everybody that I can possibly get a hold of, asking them. So that would be another thing that you and I can be working on as far as that goes.
And I've actually put, Sonia, I've actually got some notes on that from a past conversation we had on it, of wanting to do that. And I've got those forms that you gave me originally on it, and I've done quite a bit on it. Just isn't ready to submit to you yet. I'm still probably 2 or 3 weeks away from getting that done, completed, but I have been making some definite headway on that. So with those two things, I feel we're definitely moving forward on it.
Okay, fantastic.
Thank you.
John, what do you think about having some posters in the activity center highlighting, you know, coffee with Sonia and the date and the time? And
boy, have I thought about that. you bet I have. I've kind of pushed pretty hard for that, but you know, the girls get pretty loaded in that office sometimes and things too. But I'm a real strong believer in that. About 30 seconds to give you an idea of how I'm strong on that. This board meeting we just had was a special board meeting. And our previous annual board meeting, we had less than 10% attendance at it.
Mm-hmm.
Our meeting yesterday, because of doing colorful posters and follow-ups and email stuff and things of this nature, we increased that attendance to 51% from 10. So but that was a main effort. So I am a strong believer in doing some of that. We've got our board there, and I'll keep working with you on that, and we'll get more of those done. On just not only coffee with Sonia, but also on participation in our trips, participation in our dinners, participation in activities. The more participation we get in the activities, the more people we can attract to become members of the association. And that's kind of what I feel is my job here, going on this.
And thanks to Don. So that was a project he took on a while ago, was clearing up those boards. So right now, if you go in, the board on the right-hand side is always advertising one or two big things. Sometimes it's coffee and conversation. Right now, I think the Thanksgiving dinner, you put that one together.
And the job fair.
And the job fair, which is happening tomorrow, that Terry actually put together. So we try to rotate it. I try to make it so that it people don't get that it'll be something that catches their eye. It's not, you know, once you get used to seeing the same thing, you don't see it anymore. So we try to rotate it at least every 2 weeks.
But what we want to do is just keep that right side only for activities that we've are specifically sponsoring here in the association. When I came here originally, we had, you know, all kinds of things, but you didn't know what was what, whether it was still inactive or what, and what it belonged to. So doing it this way, when a member goes in, they know that this side of the board is what pertains to the things that we're specifically doing. The other side of the board are things that people outside of our organization are sponsoring. So that it gives them a little guide there, and that's what we're trying to do in our posters too.
Okay, anything else for Don? Okay, well now I have a question. All advisory committee members work on a goal, can work on more than one. So is there one of these goals that looks more interesting to you ladies that we can put you on and get you to work?
Actually, I could work some more of these with Terry. Terry can help me some more on, if that's okay with Sonia, that is.
Well, she gets to pick her own work. Sonia doesn't get to pick which work group she is
okay.
on.
Okay, I'm just making it as a suggestion if it's something that...
I've enjoyed working with Don. I'll continue.
Okay, so we're going to add Terry to goal number 5. Excellent. How about you, Vicki?
It's also new to me.
Well, you can think about it.
Yeah, let me think about it.
Next meeting, you can give us your thought.
Okay.
Okay. Now we've come to what will be probably the real work of this meeting today. We're going to talk about our goals for next year, which is July 1, 2023 through June 30th, 2024. So we can keep these...
Excuse me, could you say those dates again?
July 1, 2023 to June 30, 2024. We can start working on them early, but we don't have to start working on them early because we still have 5 goals we're working on. So we will review these goals. Goal 1, I thought this is the paper that had how long they were, but goal 1 is right there it is. What a knucklehead. It is right on there, 2 to 5 years. So we still have a couple of years on this goal, so it will stay as a current goal.
Yeah, and it's going to continue to be pretty active.
Okay, terrific. Okay, goal number 2 is also a 2 to 5 year goal. I think it came on, it's only been around for 2 years, so we still have 3 years left to go on this. So it also will stay around. So goal 3 is an ongoing goal, and we're not done with it. So until our work is done, this will be an active goal. So goals 1, 2, and 3 are going to stay. Goal number 4, encourage all members of the advisory committee to become members of the association. This is an ongoing goal. What am I changing the word?
Activity center.
Okay. Now, this is one that we can continue or one that we can drop. It's time for you to give me your thoughts so I can write them down. Is this an important enough goal that we want to continue to remind advisory committee meetings on a quarterly basis to join or not?
It seems to me, I mean, our committee is a maximum of 7 people, and I would think that of those 7 people, we all know that membership in the advisory center, 60-plus activity center, is something that seems appropriate. So I don't think we need to be reminded every quarter. I think we can remove that goal.
Okay, so any feedback going the other way for this? No? Okay, so for the next set of goals, this one will not be on there. Okay, goal number 5, improve community engagement of users of the facility. How are we feeling about that? Do you think that this is an ongoing goal so we can continue with it?
This is an ongoing goal from my perspective and from what Sonia's outlined for me to do. In fact, it's an ongoing type of a program.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that sounds great. Any other feedback? No? Okay. Now, do you have any other ideas, suggestions for goals, new things we can start working on? I just have a question. So last meeting we were talking about this, in my mind, I've called it the host program, but for someone to be, okay, Sonia's saying yes, someone to be just inside the door, and when people come in, they can say, I would say, hi, man. How are you today? What can I help you with? You know, what's your name? Oh, you have a class. Do you know where your class is? Okay, well, let me show you to your class. Do you have any questions? Those types of things. I don't know if that would be hijacking that from Don's idea and making it a goal for us, or, okay, Sonia's saying no, or if that's something you just want to hold on to. I would like your feedback.
Well, my biggest thing is that the area, you know, as we've talked about, is ready to go. Mm-hmm. I don't want to wait until July to start working on making that into something more official. I'd like to really get that going. So if we want to make it a goal that, you know, you help with solidifying it, I think that that's great.
Awesome.
But otherwise, it needs to move forward quickly.
Okay.
Is that stepping on the toes of the association? Does that fall within their work scope?
Not at all.
Okay. All righty. So how are you? I think it is a fabulous idea, and I know Don brought it up, so I know he thinks it's a fabulous idea. So what are you ladies thinking about this?
I think it's really good to be there to help support the people that are coming in.
Okay. Well, and you see it firsthand.
I do.
Yeah. And people not coming into the office, or people just wandering around and then leaving.
Yeah, sometimes I find people just staring at coming in the door. And so I've been trying to get out there to talk to some of them that I see.
Okay. Vicki, were you going to say something?
So your idea is to have a volunteer at both doors the time?
Just the door.
Front door.
On Second Street. Yes.
Because that's where new people
tend to come in. Okay.
That's where most people come in. And the way that I have the chairs set up now, the computer's not there anymore. Now there's a couple chairs set up. And the chair, if you sit in the corner chair, you can see down the hallway. Mm-hmm. So the idea of putting it right there in that corner was so you can see people coming in either door.
Great. Don?
Yeah, I've shared with the board my personal experience on it.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter attended this last one. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I specifically asked her just to go in by herself and see what
happened. Oh, come on, don't be ornery. Cause a setup for us.
You have a secret shopper, is what.
And I did.
Yes.
Because I think it's an ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And some way, and maybe Sonia, that's something we could put in our agenda for Coffee with Sonia, is to work on the members some way. Again, because I haven't gotten enough thought to it, but some way that we get people say a warm response to somebody that's kind of wandering around. You know, this is an organization that is, people have an interest of attending, or they would not have come in that door. And I'm sure that most members have an interest of making sure it's an ongoing organization and it stays welcoming and strong, so that internally, some that way that we can work on that. And maybe the answer is what Sonia's trying to do. And that, by the way, Sonia, that looks so much better there.
Mm-hmm.
In some way, we have when you see somebody just kind of standing there, you know, looking and what's going on right there at that activity room as you stand there, if you're sitting there or seeing something, say something to them, you know, hi, how are you, you know, welcome, can we help you with something or anything, just anything. And another thing is, again, my daughter was in there talking to Sonia about this, of being a participant, a member. And I don't know who the lady was. I'm sure she's a very nice lady, but somebody just wandered in and parked away in the doorway and started sprouting off of stuff. Not nothing bad or anything, but the point is, Sonia has enough. The office staff or something to stop that 100% open door policy. It's fine to have an open door policy, but maybe somebody in the office can intercept them or something and say, let them, you know, can I help you? And I'd like to see Sonia. Well, just a moment, I'll see if she's available, you know, whatever the case might be. Because I have noticed in my meetings with her of people just wandering into her office. Isn't that correct? I mean, I mean to put you on the spot. And I see her interrupted time after time after time when she may be right in the middle of something. I'm sure you see it real regular.
And when she's at a meeting, I try to tell somebody that she's either at a meeting or not in her office. Mm-hmm.
So that's something that maybe internally, and I don't know if that would be something this board would be involved with or not. I'll leave that up to the chairman would be
well,
her decision.
I think that would be, we can work that into one of the objectives.
Okay.
I think that we can do that. Okay. So this is what I've written for how this goal would be. Create an open, friendly environment as visitors to the center enter the building. Mm-hmm. And then it would be by greeting and reading, directing.
And maybe some kind of poster right there, you know, where.
And then also introducing self. I think that's really important. Okay, so now let's talk. How does that sound as a written goal? Create an open/friendly environment as visitors to the center enter the building by greeting, directing, and introducing self.
And I think that's good. That sounds good to me.
I'm also writing this down, Sonia.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
As someone who's curvy, what I will say is...
You're what?
Curvy.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Curvy. I don't know what I thought you said, but that wasn't it.
I think sometimes the intimidation factor is something to address right up front. To say something like, you're welcome here, all levels of ability, all sizes, all shapes, right? Mm-hmm. All activity levels, because then people won't feel like I have to be an athlete at like the mm-hmm. top performance in order to feel like I can come in here. And so I think that is something to be obvious about. State it up front so people feel like, okay, like they don't have to apologize or give an excuse for why they haven't done something. Like they're in the door. That's huge. That's celebration.
Right.
And that's meaningful. So I think that's something to maybe lead with in that welcoming sense.
I've talked to some people and one recently, and she came in today. I told her, just come in and socialize. See what's going on. See what's a fit for you.
Mm-hmm. Of course, for a stranger, it's harder to walk in and start socializing.
You know. Not my husband, Don.
Or myself, but that could be, that was a good point that she just made. I can refer back to, I've been heavy and I actually thought of getting involved in a fitness club deal and go to it. But all they talked about, you know, they had the young people in there with the abs and mm-hmm. and the girls with, and I just didn't feel like I'd belong. But it was something I should have been doing, and that is, I think, kind of the gist of part of what you said.
Go on.
Is that, and that some way, you know, perhaps we can have a entry sign of where they should go, who they should do, tell them they're welcome, you know, to, come on in, and we don't care who, what, why, or where, or what your age is or anything. Or, you know, we can work it out on it, but that's a good suggestion on something like this.
Go ahead.
John, I was just going to say, I have on Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 and from 1:30 to 2:30 available. And on Monday the 31st, I'm available after 2. And I'd be happy to take an hour and just kind of sit there and give you some feedback as to what, you know, what kind of comments are coming back to help you narrow down what might work. Would that be helpful, or?
Well, Wednesday I'm meeting with Sonia, if it's still on.
No, I'm just saying I could go in and sit that chair.
I was going to say, would that be satisfactory with you, Sonia, if she attended that meeting?
No. I'm saying that since you're looking for the idea of a volunteer taking one of those chairs and being available to direct people and greet them.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Oh, excuse me.
That
yes.
I have a couple of slots in my in my Wednesday and in my Monday. And if you'd like me to do one of those slots for an hour, I'd be happy to do that, report back to you what the feedback is.
I think that would be a very good idea.
Okay, yes. I will do that.
I'm going to defer to Sonia what would fit the best time for her, for our office situation. When you decide, I'd like to know about it, and I think maybe I would come in and observe a little bit.
Okay.
Very good, sir. Thank you for doing that.
I want to go back to what CM said and find the right words. So I was looking at goal 2 and how we are identifying outreach strategies to underserved community members, including low-income families, homeless, the homeless and indigenous tribes. So that's one way that we've worded opening up our doors to others. But what I have for an objective here is welcome everyone regardless of, and then what do I put?
Well, we do have from the brochure a place where everyone is visible, which is kind of speaks to that, I think.
How would I write that objective, Bryn? Okay,
I think you wrote the objective. Maybe add the word welcoming, but like you're not going to get into, you're getting, you're at goal level. So we're not getting into the details, right?
No, I moved to the objectives.
Oh, you did move to the objectives. Okay, got it. So then, yeah, like look for some welcoming posters, you know, that have good symbols. To be honest, the people who are looking for that, who feel marginalized or different, are looking for those coded symbols. They're looking for that way that they feel that they connect, you know. Okay. I walk into a place, I'm looking for a rainbow. I'm not going to lie. Like that's going to tell me you know I'm walking into this space. Mm-hmm. If I, you know, like if you said something about size, you know, we're size friendly or we're, you know, all bodies and abilities, right? So then people who have disabilities might feel more welcome. But sometimes that's symbolized with saying the word disability, or sometimes it's defaulted to a wheelchair, which isn't everyone's experience.
That's right.
So having the more visible symbols, the better.
Okay. So I will find some ways to work on that particular one. Were you raising your hand or waving at me, Mike?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Neither.
I was not raising my hand.
Okay. So I have thought about this a lot and sent a couple of emails to Sonia. And another idea that I sent to her, but I'm glad she said we could go ahead and take this because I am super excited about this. I think it's a great thing to do, and I definitely want to be involved in this. Another thing I came up with, though, is that we need to have, like, a set of guidelines for this person. What are we expecting them to do?
Good point.
Create guidelines for volunteers.
Very good.
And one of the things, and this is just a silly thing, we don't want them sitting in the lounge chatting the whole time. We want them actually at the door so that they can greet people or be aware enough that they can catch people when they come in. OK? Okay, so we want them, we want to create those guidelines for them. Another idea that I had is to get a nifty name tag just to make the volunteer feel special. I know, it's the silly things in life.
No, it's not. You're rolling. You know,
so they, then right off the bat, the person comes in and they can see this name tag that, oh, this is somebody I can ask questions for. So I'm going to put design and acquire host name tags. And I'm so not into this sexist stuff. Host is good. It does not need to be called, in my opinion, host, hostess program. A host is a host is a host, not a cupcake. Not a hostess.
We also have those volunteer t-shirts, don't we?
Oh, please don't make me wear those. Well, a beached whale in white is not a sight anybody.
No, I mean the blue ones. Don't you?
Oh, from a long time ago. Yeah. The ones we wore.
I would have
when
to look through storage to see. Yeah.
We made a presentation to the council about accreditation. Oh, where did I put that? Yeah, I've got that somewhere. So design and inquire and acquire host name tags. Okay.
But can I interrupt again? I'm sorry.
Please.
You aren't allowed to make a comment like that. Because what you just said was self-deprecating. And you were, and I would say, like, not allowed. Like, this is a positive space, right? And you care so much about the 60 plus center that you're donating your time and giving your time. Like, we want to celebrate and lift you up. And you aren't allowed to say mean things to yourself. So sad. Sorry, that's not allowed here.
Thank you. That was a perfect example. I'm participating in a racism book study, and thank you. That was a good approach. What I will say is, please don't make me wear a white t-shirt in public, because I would probably vote to not do that. Thank you, CM. That was very good. Okay, so those are the things I had thought about from this idea of Don's. I'm gonna give him all the credit because he came up with this. Are there other things that you can think about that we should also consider when we're starting this host program? Oh, something about signing up volunteers or something.
Yeah, well, that's what I was just thinking. I mean, I don't think that there's enough people here to man it all the time.
Oh, no.
So we do want to have other volunteers that can that can work at it.
Sign up volunteers.
And it's a real shame because we're having that volunteer and job fair tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. We could make a list. We could, I mean, yeah, ask for input for people who want to do that.
Okay.
Maybe in that questionnaire, excuse me, I didn't mean to, maybe in that questionnaire we could ask that, a volunteer, a receptionist volunteer or something.
If that's something they'd be interested in.
Yeah. Okay. We could ask if people would like to volunteer with the 60 plus center on the questionnaire.
Possibly, yeah. I don't think we should make the volunteer to make it real, real long either.
Oh, no.
No, I bet that we should have maybe a couple, two or three for each day.
Yeah. That's probably good. Maybe we can find out what high traffic areas are.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe
traffic
find out your high traffic times.
Try to make sure.
That way. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, sometimes you don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of a tough one. And that's another thing. Hi, are you a member? Go ahead and flash your card under that machine. Because I have a heck of a time. If I don't take it out of my wallet in the car and bring it in with me, I don't use that machine. So that's naughty on. Oh, never mind.
That's an absolute essential role of that person is to help people to make sure that they swipe
to
in.
To check in, yeah.
Yeah, that, sure, you bet.
Okay, so I'm going to back us up. So host program will be the goal.
Real quick question. Mm-hmm. Would the association be interested in helping with manning that position?
I was wondering, at the November 16th meeting, maybe it's something that they would be willing to talk about?
Yeah, so what we're doing at the November 16th meeting is that we're having various instructors give demos or talk about what they're offering. I'm wondering if maybe we can have somebody from this committee who might like to be there and to maybe, you know, talk to people as an option for how they could get involved, that you can be involved as volunteering to to be a host.
What time?
Oh.
1 to 3.
Okay.
I'd host it on a Wednesday afternoon. Sure, since okay. I'm there, you know that.
Okay. All righty. So, what we have down is host program is the goal. Create an open, friendly environment as visitors to the center enter the building by greeting, directing, and introducing self. So our objectives are to welcome everyone regardless of abilities, and then I need to find some more wording for that. Create guidelines for volunteers. Design and acquire host name tags. Sign up volunteers for the hosting. Any other objectives you can think of that make that a good goal?
Probably come up with some, but not right at the minute. You've covered it pretty good, Ann.
Well, that's okay. And now, who is interested in working on this? I am most definitely interested in working on this. I assumed you would be, Dawn. One of you two ladies want to?
I would.
Okay. Vicki?
I could help.
Okay. Okay, so
she has good posters.
She makes. I know she's going to make me my posters. I already asked her about the posters for the
drive. Oh, sure, you're taking drive. Up the time. No yeah. wonder I can't get there.
So, I'm taking it. Okay, so I will type this up and bring this back in a format like this for next time. So now we have 5 goals for the upcoming year. Anything else? Any burning thoughts, ideas that might be a good task for us to take on? And this is all because Don brought this up, because he felt that he wasn't paid attention to, and I think that's an excellent way people to come forward with ideas for us. Maybe a member has said something to you, and if they do, bring those thoughts here, because we might be able to do something about it. Any? No, you're perfectly fine. Okay.
I do have a question that I've kind of already wanted to. Do we ever have a general membership meeting?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what this annual meeting is on November 16th, mm-hmm. is a general membership. And according to, I think it actually might be at 2 o'clock on the 16th based on what Bryn just showed me.
That's what kind of, okay. Which would be a great time to talk about being pleasant to new people you see wandering around and et cetera. Okay. Be a good time to communicate stuff like that.
Okay.
I'd do that if you wanted me to.
Okay, that would be great. So you can kind of tell them what we're working on. Ask them if they may be, anybody may be interested.
When is this meeting?
November 16th. A Wednesday?
It's a Wednesday, November 16th.
They think it's 2 to 3.
Schedule time anyway, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a 2 o'clock it starts.
That's what Barbara.
Okay. CM, do you have any feedback about our new goals we're thinking of?
I gave it to you. Sorry, the November 16th, I'm just looking at my calendar. You're saying that's the next meeting? Is that the next, is that item 6?
That is the annual membership meeting.
Oh, okay. Okay, for the 60 plus members, not the 501c3.
Okay. Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you. At 2 o'clock. I just want to make sure I get him.
Yes, correct.
Thank you.
How is this, because this, I'm not familiar with it. How do you notify, by email, or is this something we do every year, or is there a special function that goes on here, or what does this really all involve?
Well, I'll be honest with you, this will be my first one too, okay. but my understanding is it's an annual meeting that the association holds every year, and they, at least I know that this year they want to demo, you know, what the different offerings are as much as possible. It's a chance for people to come in and see what goes on at the 60 plus center. So the association meets on that Wednesday. That this would have been their regular meeting, which is why I was thinking it was at 1, but we'll have to verify that time.
I believe it's 2.
There are posters currently in the 60 plus center about it. It'll be, you know, advertised with through a PSA, through our regular advertising channels.
Also in the newspaper, will there be an article and such about it?
If they pick it up and run it, well, we can do is send them the info.
Okay.
Which is part of why why I think we did so well on Coffee and Conversation last month, is they did run it in, I think, both the Times
they
and
did,
the
yes.
Oregon Coast Today. Yeah.
I think we're going to change the name of the newspaper to the Sonia Gazette.
She's got a picture in there, too.
Every time I open it up, there she is.
Mike, do you have any thoughts or feedback for us on our upcoming goals?
Not right now, but let me give some more thought to it, and I'll get with Sonia on that.
Okay, well, we will discuss these again next month. So I will have this all typed up and send it to Sonia, and I will get the right date on it. Thank you, Bryn. Silly me. I'm the one that does this form.
Oh.
So I will get the right years on it. Okay, so I want to go back. And so for the upcoming year, goal one, Bryn's going to continue on that. Does anybody want to jump on with her? It's not an expectation, it's just a question, because she's been handling it wonderfully. Goal two.
I got one quick question,
yeah.
And this might be an objective. It's been a while since I've been a part of the Samaritan and the public health meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that we can start doing referrals in the other direction, where the simple referrals like here's bus transportation, here's, you know,
well,
taxi cab information, here, whatever, you know, any the basic stuff that I know other agencies they've said in all the different trials that we could potentially do. Maybe that's an objective we can add in.
The group that is the electronic referral system used to be called Unite Us. It's now called Oregon Connect, and we are a free member through Samaritan. The idea of Connect Oregon is that we can refer people everywhere, and everywhere can refer people to us. However, the city of Newport would only agree to have a one-way referral, so they did not agree to have 60-plus able to refer people out.
Yeah, I do know that. I know we discussed that, but that was, if my memory serves me right, I believe that was with anything that's medical, personal information that's private. Because from a HIPAA standpoint. And so maybe that could be an objective to exploring issue, because that would be like us referring a patient or a patron
client
based on a medical recommendation to another medical piece, and we would have to add medical information in there. But we might be able to figure, I don't know if there's a way, it would need to be researched, if there was a way we could do your basic referrals for just transportation where you don't have any medical information.
Right.
But I don't know what that might look. They might ask, I know from the backside of the user administrator side, to do a medical referral, you would have to have a lot of medical information, which that's HIPAA, and we don't do HIPAA.
Right, Oregon Connect Oregon doesn't have HIPAA information on it. The idea is that they're not providing us with any HIPAA information.
Yeah.
I think that the attorney was very concerned about that, and I think that he was relieved, you know, of his question about it. I think he understood that. But my understanding is that the contract that was signed by the city doesn't allow us to refer back to any place. There are a lot of members on Connect Oregon. The DOT is there, Oregon Cascades West Council of Governments. There are, I think that even Disability Services may be a member, Senior Disability Services, but I guess Sonia could have to reread the contract that the city signed to see, and maybe it's worth, you know, reviewing again, because it would be great for us to be able to do that.
Yeah, I think when I think the agreement was signed, God, it was so much back and forth on those agreements. I think I might have been in the director role by then. It might be something worth exploring just to see if, because that's a service that we can start providing instead of waiting for referrals to come to us, which I know we've been waiting at least for 3 years, it feels like. Mm-hmm. It would be nice to maybe if we could do that, use that system in a reverse. So that would be a nice objective if it's accomplishable. I don't know. We'd have to look, but that would be nice. Then that way we're servicing the community members with other information.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly a reasonable objective. And then if we find that objective is not
feasible,
then we can, but I think it should be on our objectives list.
Okay. Tell me how you want to word it.
It's just an idea. You guys don't have to do it. Don't feel pressure.
No, I think it's a great idea.
I had to provide some sort of input before we left this meeting.
I guess explore reciprocal agreement in a UNITAS contract? Yeah, or review.
So you want it to be explore reciprocal agreement in UNITAS contract or review?
How about, I'm changing, how about explore feasibility of?
Okay, excellent. Thank you for doing that, Mike, because in my mind, I didn't even think about adding other objectives. And this definitely is the time to be adding objectives. So that was one more objective that was added to goal one. Okay. All righty, we're just about out of time. So let those juices start flowing now and keep on a flowing. I will bring this document back. Sonia will bring this document back with the changes to it and the additions. And at that point in time, then we continue to talk about it. And we can we can do one of two things. We can like them as it comes back and accept them and send them on to City Council because City Council approves these. Or we can like them, add something to it, and accept it with those changes, and then vote to send them on to City Council. But we have to do this before the first part of December because they have to have it very early in December. So that's kind of why October and November is goal discussion. Okay, so you can even have another great idea next month. Whoops, I'm sorry. I keep whacking Bryn over here. So if you have another great idea for a goal, go ahead and bring that forth and we can talk about it, okay? Okay, Sonia, you want to give us your report?
Sure, so I did attach the supervisor's report to the packet, I believe.
No.
Oh, I should
have. I didn't get it.
Nope, I didn't get it either. Okay, well, I did a whole bunch of stuff.
Excellent. Oh, goodness.
But I'll just tell you what I'm currently working on right now. A lot of my focus is on the community Thanksgiving meal that's going to be on Sunday, November 20th. And I really want to acknowledge Judy Cook has been doing a tremendous job of collecting items for the silent auction. We have so many items. It's going to be amazing. The silent auction was, the idea for that was to have the silent auction to help defray any costs. However, it looks to me now we're going to end up having an excess because we have, the Salvation Army has agreed to donate at least up to 15 turkeys, possibly other food. If not donating, then at least help us to obtain the other food at a discounted rate. The chalet is donating 25 pies for the desserts. Yeah, so we're in pretty good shape as far as that goes. I have a ton of people who have volunteered to help out with the food prep, with the serving. The only thing that I'm lacking right now are to confirm servers for the 2:00 seating. I have Girl Scouts who are serving for the noon serving. I'm still waiting to hear back from a couple of organizations about the 2 o'clock. So this has kind of been my my recent focus as far as getting back to the policies and procedures, something I would like to get working on. But right now, I think that's about the majority of my time.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments for Sonia?
I was just going to say, if the people working in the kitchen need the food handlers licenses, you can get it in about an hour online.
That's right. I forgot they had to have those.
Yeah, good
so
idea.
So I have to have them too because I'm serving. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's pretty easy, and I think it was very inexpensive, and you can do it right online. But I'll have to look into
that because I can't imagine the Girl Scouts are going to need that.
No, but they're only serving.
Yeah, for people.
Oh, plating.
Well, it would also be for people serving on their...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But not servings.
Okay. Thank you for that because didn't come to mind. Okay. Do we have any public comments this time? Anybody spoke up, Sonia?
No, I have not received any public comments.
Okay. Our next meeting is Monday, November the 28th. It'll be here at 2:30. Our agenda will be the same as today's agenda.
Was that 28th? Excuse me.
Yes 28th. The same as today.
Same as today.
Yes, Bryn.
This is my last request. I'd like to recommend that the committee members read the previous meeting minutes prior to the beginning of the meeting so that we can move forward more quickly.
I agree with that.
Thank you. That's a great suggestion. And every time new members come on, we do that. So it's not just that we did it for today. I really should have said something and I didn't. So thank you, Bryn. Okay. Anything else for the good of our order? Welcome again, ladies.
Yes.
Glad to have Mike and CM here. They're kind of like aberrations. Isn't that what ghosts are? They just kind of like floated in.
Or unicorns. I prefer unicorn.
Unicorns? Okay, you can be a unicorn.
I was at
Mythical,
the last meeting.
Mythical, fictional.
You were at the last meeting.
I was at the last meeting. The notes show it.
My memory doesn't. Okay.
You're bullying me. I'm going to HR.
Thank you all for being here and our great work, another positive meeting. This is the close of the 60-plus Activity Centers Advisory Committee meeting, October the 24th at 3:03 p.m.